This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you. Richard, Mark here. I know you monitor this voicemail. I noticed a dent in your car's rear bumper. I did not hit your car. As God is my witness. And if anyone uses that expression, make sure they're not an atheist.
It's a true story. True story. I used to pull behind Richard out there in the parking lot, carport. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, California Association of Realtors Senior Counsel, Attorney Robert Bloom. And the rose is off the bloom. Prop 19 has passed. What does that mean to you, Prop 19? Okay. You don't know? You're going to find out. And it did a couple of things. And it changed a couple of prior propositions. Some good, some not so good. A little horse trading always has to go on. Could have done, tried to pass this, the one aspect of it is called portability. Nothing to do with drinking water. And a couple of years ago, they tried to pass it, but it didn't pass. So they filled some stuff in there to make it more attractive to the people to get it on the ballot. And then it competed with another ballot that didn't pass. It has to do with the split rolls and taxes. Prop 13's threatened with commercial properties, so that did not pass. And 2 years ago, they could have done it and got that passed, which it should have passed, which is much more fair proposition. And although I support Prop 13, it's kind of a loophole that could have been closed. But 2 years ago, the powers that be, they couldn't cut the deal. So now this time around, Prop 19 passes. This portability is very attractive to a lot of people. You hear about it in the second segment with my guest, but they tried to push through the other thing on a separate ballot, the split roll, and it did not pass, which, you know, politics. And I'm running for city something. I can't remember the title. Okay, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, I normally do in the first segment, but we're only on the third week of the year. So last week I did year over year. And now I'm going to take a look at year over year, last year compared to prior years, without Montecito and Hope Ranch. The rest of us for the Festivus. So, and just what happened in Hope Ranch and Montecito both, and what happened individually. So we'll do that in the first segment, and then we'll take a break and come back with my guest attorney, Senior Counsel Robert Bloom, California Association of Realtors. A little FYI, I was looking at last week's notes. I might have inadvertently said last 2020's single-family home sales was 1182. It was 1282, but all my stats were correct. 24.65 sales per week in 2020. Median price, $1,595,000. And I might have inadvertently said 1182 as 1282. Remember, the PUD sales were 56, median price of 845. And, okay, so 2020, as just mentioned, $1,595,000, 24.65 sales per week, a total of 1282. Actually, a week later, someone added a sale, so it's technically 1283 now. But what about without Montecito and Hope Ranch? Well, there were 942 sales with a median price of $1,003,250. Now, that's a lot. Oh, we got a text from Sweden. What happens in Hope Ranch stays in Hope Ranch. Not anymore. Now you're going to hear it right now. So without Hope Ranch and Montecito, 942 sales, which going back to 2013 is the highest, except in 2013 it was 973 sales. So back then, you know, there were a lot more sales overall. 942 sales without Hope Ranch and Montecito in 2020, median price $1,325,000. That's very high because last year, including Montecito and Hope Ranch, the median price was not even $1,325,000. It was $1,316,500. So without Montecito and Hope Ranch, plenty of sales and a high median price. Last year, $881 without Montecito and Hope Ranch. The median price, $1,172,000. And when you go back to 2013, when you had 973 sales, the median price was $855,000. Okay, so that's without Montecito. And again, with Montecito, $1,595,000, 1,282 sales. Or now $1,283,000. Last year, 1,100 sales total. $1,316,500 was the median price. Montecito and Hope Ranch combined for 219 sales, represented, this is last year, 2019, I should say. 2019, 219 sales in Montecito and Hope Ranch, and that represented just about 20% of all sales. 2020, 341 sales in 2020 in just Montecito and Hope Ranch. Up from 219. Again, though, going back to 2013 this time at 237 sales, still nowhere near 341. Again, 2020 sales, Montecito and Hope Ranch, 341 sales. And instead of last year, in the last 5 years, you know, it was 15%, 21%, 2020 it was, 2019 it was 20%. And that's the total number of sales. Montecito and Hope Ranch represented 20% of the total number of sales in 2019. In 2020, it was 26.5% total number of sales. And in Montecito only, in 2020, 298 sales. Year before, 183. Before that, 124. Before that, 177. 298 sales in Montecito only in 2020. Median price, $3.6 million. Now, Hope Ranch, much, much smaller area, maybe 700-800 single-family homes, and Montecito, maybe 3,600 single-family homes and single-unit condos. So Hope Ranch, I'm afraid to look at the text now. He's going to complain that I'm droning on with all these numbers and he's lost. Let's see what he says. There's an adjacent area in L.A. called Beverly Hills Adjacent, seriously, and it's very expensive. Isn't that called Goleta up your way? No, it's called Hope Ranch Annex. We actually have a Hope Ranch Annex, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Someone told me about Campanelle Hills area, and someone lived there claiming it was Hope Ranch Annex. And at least there, there's a street, not Cresta, maybe it is Cresta, that literally on a map looks like it connects to Campanelle, but it stops. And up there, the homes are more expensive. So if anything was going to be Hope Ranch Annex, it should be there. Hope Ranch, again, much smaller, 43 sales, median price $3.4 million for 2020. 43 sales. Now, last 2 years, it was 36 sales and Hope Ranch and 31 in 2017. I didn't do the percentage, but it's a jump. It's a jump, but not the jump of Montecito. From 2019, 183 sales, Montecito only, and then 2020, 298. Come on. Come on, man. $3,632,000 median price Montecito 2020, $3.4 million in Hope Ranch, so not too far behind. And in 2019, Hope Ranch was just under $3 million, and Montecito was just over $3 million. So, yes, a bigger jump in Montecito. Okay, so there you have 2020 compared to prior years, overall, everything, without Hope Ranch Montecito, with Hope Ranch and Montecito and Hope Ranch separately. And if you followed any of that, I'm impressed. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the California Association of Realtors Senior Counsel, Robert Bloom.